This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad, Kharka with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress puts up its pre-scheduled ward convention. Long Road public transport comes into operation from today. Gautam Buddha International Airport preparing its test operation. And rain-induced disasters kill at least 136 people in western India since Thursday. Now the news in detail. The calendar of upcoming 14th General Convention of ruling Nepali Congress has been put up due to delay in settling the protracted dispute related to active membership. Party spokesperson Biswaprakash Sharma informed that a meeting of the NC President and past office bearers today decided to adjourn the ward convention of the party, scheduled to take place on the 27th of July. He further said that the meeting held at the private residence of NC President and Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba at Budanil Kent discussed to amend the calendar of all the conventions of the party without affecting the stipulated date of the general convention. The Central Working Committee meeting of the party held on June 18 had decided to conduct the 14th General Convention of the party on September 1st to 4th in Kathmandu. Earlier, the party had decided to submit the list of party active membership with the signature of party president to the Central Election Commission on July 14. The General Convention calendar has been affected when the dispute of active membership has yet to be finalized in some districts. Guru Purnima festival has been marked today, expressing gratitude to one's spiritual and professional guides or gurus. Hindu scriptures describe Guru as the mingled form of Holy Trinity of Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar. Marking the day today, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba extended his best wishes, revering all gurus as deities. Today itself, Vyas Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Veda Vyas, has been marked, paying homage to the mystical guru and writer of four Vedas and 18 Purans. Chairperson of CPN Mao Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has asked leaders and cadres of the Communist Party to show the sense of dedication. In his address to the 8th Memorial Day of Narabahadur Karmacharya, one of the founders of Nepal Communist Party today, Chairman Dahal expressed his worry over growing tendency among the party cadres to deviate from ideals. Meanwhile, Chairperson Dahal also revealed that he was under tremendous pressure in selecting MPs from his party for the ministerial positions, as many of them were found aspiring to join the cabinet. Nepal is recording increasing number of coronavirus infection cases in the past few days. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 3,114 new cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal in past 24 hours. Of the total infections, 2,309 cases were confirmed while carrying out 10,625 PCR tests, while 805 cases were recorded through antigen tests of 4,285 samples. Likewise, 2,197 corona-infected people recovered today, taking the total recovery rate to 94.5%. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 16 more corona-related deaths today. With this, the death toll due to COVID-19 in Nepal has reached 9,695. Meantime, the Health Ministry has designated additional 3 hospitals for certifying the COVID vaccination cards. Earlier, only the Sukraras Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital had been certifying the vaccination cards. Director of the Department of Health Services Family Welfare Division, Dr. Tara Nath Pokhrel, said the vaccination card certification has been started at Patan Hospital, the Armed Police Hospital, Balambu, and the Civil Hospital from today itself. Dr. Pokhrel said preparations have also been made for online certification of vaccination card. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now we take a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The public vehicles plying on long roads have come into operation from today. Kathmandu Chief District Officer Kali Prasad Prajuli said the transport mobility has been eased considering the upcoming examinations. Kathmandu District Administration Office has urged all transport entrepreneurs to adopt strictly health safety measures while operating their services. Likewise, the commuters have also been urged to buy tickets from the authentic counters. The under-construction Gautam Buddha International Airport has come to a final stage of its preparation for its test operation. Preparation has been made for test operation after the completion of technical tasks of the Ministry of Tourism. Gautam Buddha International Airport Project Chief Prabhesh Adhikari said that the task related to outer structure of the airport has been completed and the task related to the installment of security screening equipment inside the airport is yet to be done. 24 dead bodies of Nepali migrant workers have been brought from Malaysia. The bodies were airlifted on a wide-body plane of Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC. The NAC's A330 aircraft picked up 24 bodies and remains of three from Kuala Lumpur. According to NAC Operation Department, the bodies of Nepalese who reached Malaysia in connection with employment opportunities and died at different times were brought in coordination of Foreign Employment Promotion Board. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. At least 136 people have been killed in Mumbai of Western India in monsoon-induced disaster since Thursday. Hundreds of others are reported to have gone missing in the flood, landslides and inundation, with at least 90,000 people displaced in Goa. The official said tens of thousands of people have been moved out of affected areas, with record-breaking rainfall reported along parts of the coast. The states of Goa and Maharashtra have been badly affected, with many feared missing near the financial hub Mumbai. Moreover, the weather experts say heavy rains will continue to lash the city over the next few days, citing very heavy rain in central China and western Europe within a couple of weeks. Experts have blamed the climate change for such natural disasters. The 32nd edition of global sporting event of Summer Olympics is going on in Tokyo, Japan. In the event, around 5,700 athletes across the world are participating. Till now, 11 gold medals have been claimed. In the medal tally, China has been in lead with 3 gold medals, with total medal of 4. Italy and Japan have a tie in the second position with a gold and a silver for each. Likewise, South Korea has been in the third position with a gold and 2 bronze medals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Pudisa. But before wrapping it up, the headlines once more. Nepali Congress puts up its pre-scheduled war convention. Long road public transport comes into operation from today. Gautam Buddha International Airport preparing its test operation. and rain-induced disasters killed at least 136 people in western India since Thursday. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.